Simon Reish Tadi Vav. And we left off in the middle of Sif Gimel, discussing somebody who doesn't have Yain to do Avdallah and doesn't have Chamar Medina. So what should he do? So the Shulchan Aruch said that he could eat in the meantime for Avdallah. However, the Ziyesh Emrim, Shtabur says, Rechoshish for, that if he anticipates that tomorrow that there'll be wine or something to make Avdallah and should not eat until he makes Avdallah the next day. Now let's say it's Matzah Shabbos, someone only has one kais. And in the olden days, they're very makbid, like the Shittas the whole, that Birchas HaMazon has to be done ala kais. So if he wants to eat that night, and generally he would wash to eat ala malka, so he'd have to bench ala kais. And this person only has enough yayin for one kais. So should he make Havdalah and not bench ala kais? Should he eat and then be mavdal ala kais? Maybe make Havdalah then? So the Mechaber says that if he does not think he's going to have any more yayin tomorrow, they should just eat before Havdalah and take the one kais and do benching on it and Havdalah, rather than being Avdallah before he eats and doing Berchus Hamas and Beloy Kais. He says, according to the Shittas, the whole that Berchus Hamas does not need a Kais, then he should make Avdallah and eat, and don't worry about Kais or Berchus Hamas. But he took very seriously the Shittas that Berchus Hamas needs a Kais, and therefore he should eat without Avdallah, and then by make Berchus Hamas a Kais and Avdallah on the same Kais. But what about somebody who anticipates to have another Kais tomorrow? Mishnah Berurah brings, and that's a Machlekes, if we should tell him not to eat, and this way, tomorrow, they can have Avdallah, they can have Avdallah tonight and tomorrow eat with benching ala kais, or the not mochliv just because kais brichas hamazon to go hungry and they can eat that night, whether have Avdallah and brichas hamazon both ala kais, or make Avdallah now and brichas hamazon not ala kais. That's a mochlikas, somebody has to go hungry at night and wait till the next day just because of brichas hamazon ala kais. Now, Shulchan Aruch says we're talking about somebody who has exactly revius of yain and already has water mixed into it, but if he has more than revius of yain or there's room to add more water and he'll still have the strong, proper taste of yain, then he can make Avdallah, drink the appropriate amount, the Malay Lugmoth, and either add more wine or add some water, and then it'll be revius to use of Berchus Hamazon. Sif Dalet, somebody only has enough money to buy wine for Kiddush Avdallah, should use for Avdallah, because Kiddush you can always do with Challah. Sif Hey, somebody only has enough money to buy Shemen for Ner Chanukah or wine for Avdallah. Ner Chanukah has Kedima, and Mishnah Berurah explains, because of Pursuit Nisa, and also because Avdallah, the Ikar Avdallah, you can do Betfilik and Mekayim by Davening. Sif Vav, the Machaber says that Avdallah should be said sitting down. The Rama says it should be done standing. He says that's the minig where the Rama lived, Medina's Elo, the minig was to stand by Avdallah. Shmur explains the machlekes over here. We're talking about somebody who might see other people at Avdallah. So to have a kvias, everything might see each other. The best way to do it is sitting. And standing is not such a kvias. The other shita holds that since we're Malava the Melech, Malava the Shabbos Malkasa, so the appropriate way to Malava somebody is standing. Aye, how do you have the kvias? You might see other people. So the answer is they invite everyone to come together and everyone stands together and focuses together and then they can mechamet to be yetza and they might see each other, even standing, can be considered the kvias. Now, when you have Matzah Shabbos going at the Yom Tov, he's saying Yach Nahas, and everyone agrees to do a sitting since the Kiddush is done sitting, so Agav that Avdol is done sitting also. Now, the Mechaber says that you hold the Yain in your right hand and the Basam in your left hand and make Bar Priyagofen, then you switch it, and for the Bar Basamim, you hold the Basam in the right hand and the Yain in the left hand. Now, the yayin, Mr. Burke explained, should always be in your hand the whole time, because all the brachas of Avdallah is mitzvah sadim ala kais. The question is, why you're holding the besamim during the first bracha by Priya Goffin? So, Mr. Burke doesn't really say anything. However, the Aruch HaShulchan Taka says, lav dafka, which means there's no other place to put it down. And based on that, he says, that who didn't there barbim besamim? There's no reason to hold the yayin in your left hand, there's just no place to put it down. There's a pshar that one can make, that place can say, that by the Barbe Gof, you don't have to hold the Besamim at all. But the Barbe Besamim, each taka hold, the Yai in the left hand, beside all the Malakais. Then after the Barbe Besamim, you put the Besamim down, and Mr. Burr says, look at your tzipanayim, your fingernails, you nana from the Eish, and make the Baruch and Barbe Eish, and then when it comes to the Baruch of Amavdo, you put the Yai back to the right hand for the Baruch of Amavdo, for the main Baruch. Mechaber says, if Zion, even if Obanei Bai is heard of Avdol and Besik Nesses, if they're Mechaber not to be Yetzah, you have to make Avdol again in the house. And indeed, Mishnah Berurah says that the Levush writes that nowadays most people Mustama are Machav not to be Yetz Avdallah and Mitzvah Knesset. Everyone knows they're making Avdallah in the house, and therefore Avdallah is to be made again at home. In fact, Magavram brings from the Sma that Tamilchom, the Minig, is not to rely on Avdallah and Mitzvah Knesset. They want to make Avdallah at home to Yetzah B'nai Bayis, and that's the proper way to be Noig. If someone had Kavan to be Yetz Brachs Avdallah, even though they're not listening by Pirig Offen, they're still Yetz Avdallah, the Iker is the Brachs Avdallah, just that person will not be able to drink from the Yayin afterwards unless they make their own by Pirig Offen. Now, this is discussing if all B'nai Bayis heard Avdallah and Shul, so it depends on the Mechavim to be Yetz or not, whether you make Avdallah again at home. But that's Pasha, if there's anybody at home, even a Kant Shigia Lechinuch, who would not hear Avdallah yet, Avadi make Avdallah again at home to Yimaitzim. The Shaila is what about to make Avdallah at home just to Yimaitzim ladies? And then, Mr. Shem, we'll see about in the next if, but that'll be a reason someone would want to not be Yetz and Shul. This way, you can make Avdallah again at home for the ladies, and not have to get involved in the Shaila making Avdallah, especially for ladies, because he has to Yimaitzim himself, since he was not Mechavim to be Yetz and Shul. Mr. Shem, next if, we'll see about the halacha of ladies with Avdallah.